As usual on Tuesday, Mae Quaid from Balting Glass from the Older Persons Council in the county. Hi, Mae. Good morning.
Hi, Declan. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Good to talk again on this bright morning. I think the best of the week, they were saying. So if we can get out, it'll be nice. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things to address this morning, Mae. Changes in telephone numbers for citizens' information services. A lot of people rely on that to get information, accurate information of what they're entitled to.
They do indeed. And the citizens' information service have now moved to the 0818 prefix for all its telephone numbers. Bray CICS new telephone number is 0818 07 6780. This was an 0761 number, so now it's an 0818. So it's Comreg have done this, and they had a consultation on non-geographic numbers, and they've reduced them now from 5 to 2. So there's only the 1-800 free phone, and the 0818 standard rate will remain in use. And all other numbers will cease to operate from the 1st of January 2022.
So if you're used to dialing a different number for that service, you have to go back to 0818 to be the start.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, applying for illness benefit.
Yes, if you're going to apply for that now, all applications for illness benefit must be made on a paper application form available from a GP. GPs can continue to send in electronic medical certificates, but if you want to do it yourself, you have to do it on a paper application, which you get from your local doctor. Well, there you go. Another change.
Right. Another change. back to the old days, though, that you've got to write it up and send it in. So there you go.
Exactly.
It's back to the future.
Backwards instead of forwards. But anyway, there you go.
And the passport applications in an emergency situation. Oh, and all the divil goes on about passports and things. So what's the story with an emergency?
In an emergency situation, such as the death or serious illness of an immediate family member or for emergency medical treatment of the applicants, you have to contact the Passport Services Customer Service Hub. And the phone lines are open from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. And the Customer Service Hub can be contacted at 01671 1633. So further information will be requested by the Passport Service, including verifiable proof of emergency. So in other words, if, I don't know, if somebody has died, do they need a death cert or whatever? I have no idea. But
it's possible to get one and not just think, oh no, there's 12 weeks waiting on this, I can...
Oh yeah.
You know, there's a way to get an emergency passport. If you qualify, of course, and the definition of emergency, you know, we'd have to find out further what that means. But obviously, a death in the family of some sort would be top of the pile.
Hopefully people don't have to do that these things are not going to happen to them. But there you go. I suppose it's going to happen.
And your tip of the week, then?
Oh, my tip of the week is, on Friday, the 1st of October, is the UN International Day of Older Persons. So what you want to do is either contact by phone or, if you know your local councillor or TD, and remind them they need to include older people in their plans for social communities. They need to be looking after older people, you know, mentioning what they need and whatever. Indeed, I had a fella here yesterday looking at my wet room. So hopefully I'll get my grant now, because I did apply for the grant, and they come in and inspect it and all that kind of thing. So he didn't say very much, so I presume I'm all right.
I don't know. he was probably thinking, I'll get one myself.
Oh,
he was probably thinking, oh, this is us, I'll get one. So what is the date again? Yeah, exactly. What's the date again?
It's Friday the 1st of October. It's the UN International Day of Older People. So there you go.
Right.
And you know, Declan, too, that the over 80s will be getting their booster injection too, which is very good. You know, so that's going to happen.
Make sure they're safe.
Next week. So to make sure that we're all safe. And I'm eligible for that as well, which is great. And
good. Well, you should talk us through that when it actually happens.
Yeah, I'll have to wait till the GP. The GP gets in touch with you once you're over 80, and then offers you the booster shot. So
okay.
I'll be taking it with both hands, I can assure you.
All right, good to talk to you. May talk next week. Good morning to you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, Declan. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. May Quaid there from the Older Persons Council in Wicklow. Morning show at East Coast.